If your knees check the weather before you do, time to check out Joint Relief Institute. Fast, FDA-approved pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
720 WGN, it's time for Weather on the Ooze with Channel 9's weather producer, Bill Snyder. Good evening, Bill. It's, you know what? It's cold where I am. I'm just going to say it. I'm just going to use the C-O-L-D word.
Do
it's
it.
Cold.
Absolutely.
Not just like, you know, not breezy or, you know, just or mellow or comfortable.
Right.
No.
It's cold. Yeah. Isn't it's that cold. Something? Well, first of all, happy Thursday, John.
Well,
it is good to it's good to be back and good to talk to you again.
You too.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
So, you know, John, what's going on here? These chilly temperatures are all the byproduct of a function of wind direction. And the wind direction right now is coming in full fetch. And when we use the term full fetch, that means it is running down the length of Lake Michigan. So that's about, 300 miles from the full length of the lake. So the winds have plenty of time to pick up that chilly waters, which still exist in the middle of the lake, even though here at the shoreline, the water temperature is warmed up into the upper 50s. You get out in the middle of the lake, it's still in the 40s. So you're modifying some of that chilly water into the air here at the surface. So that's what you are feeling, and what many folks are feeling here, especially for areas that are adjacent to Lake Michigan.
Yeah. You know, we do this just about every week, and there's been fluctuations in a whole bunch of weather related.
Yep.
Categories. And as you mentioned, May 2026 is in its final day. So with all that's happened and all the things that you and I have talked about, where do we stand on some of these things now?
You know, it's interesting, John. For all intents and purposes, temperature-wise here in May, it's going to be a statistical wash. The average temperature going into today was 59.5 degrees, which is 0.4 of a degree below normal, which, for all intents and purposes is basically normal. So we've kind of washed out some of that chilly weather that we had earlier in the month. We had several days where we were, at frost levels in parts of the suburbs. We talked about, holding off on planning and so forth. And we had some chilly mornings. And so, but when you average it all out, we've had some warm days. We've had 6 days this month where the temperature has been in the 80s, 11 days for 2026 that have been 80 plus. But what's interesting is even though the temperatures are close to normal, sunshine and precipitation. Now, those are the two things that are really making some headlines around here, John. Sunshine, which our good friend Frank Wachowski archives over at on the south side at Midway Airport, reports that, first off, today we had our second consecutive totally sunny day, which qualifies as 100% of our possible sunshine. That has not happened, according to Frank, until since the end of January. But what's interesting is this has been a very sunny month, John. The average sunshine percentage for May is 72% through today. And, we'll have some clouds at times the next few days as we close out the month. But we'll also have a fair amount of sunshine to go with it, too. So a typical May sees about 54%. So we've had virtually 33% more sunshine than we typically get in the month of May. And this month is on pace to become the sunniest in 32 years since 1994 when we had 80% of our possible sunshine. So how about that?
Well,
even though temperatures are close to normal, we've had our fair amount of sun, which is nice.
Well, I guess I'll ignore those temperatures and bask in the sun then.
Yeah, and I mean the sunshine and the sun is certainly noticeably warmer. For example, today, John, we work with our good friend Dr. Brian Schultz calculates sunburn index on a day to day basis.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Despite the cooler temperatures today, you might think, oh well, it's cool out, not a big deal. The fact is Dr. Schultz reports that today was the strongest sun intensity so far this year. We had our UV index, the ultraviolet index was pushing 9 today. And at peak time at 1 p.m., without using protection or a, fair-skinned individual could have gotten a sunburn in only 20 minutes. So how about that? I mean, it just goes to show you that even though the temperatures may not feel like it, you still got to, apply a little sunscreen if you're going to be outside or, wear a hat and protect yourself a little bit in these during this, strong intensity, sun intensity of the day, John.
You know, over the past couple of days, I've also noticed, like I get a weather alert on my phone, or I go to take a look at what the forecast is and see things like air quality alert.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait a minute. It's not hot.
Right.
But I guess it would be the sun. Would that be the contributing factor to this?
It's the sun, but it's also the byproduct of winds. And when there's we get a light wind regime like what we had yesterday and the day before, that's sometimes what happens is that traps some of the pollutants. And you know, John, what's interesting is there's a teleconnection to all of this. And I fear that I don't think we've seen the last of these air quality issues over the coming week, because we've got right now what is going on is an omega block. And you may have heard about it, you may not have heard about it, but an omega block is basically, it's dubbed that term because the jet stream or upper air pattern is shaped like the form of the Greek letter omega. So what happens is you get a trough of low pressure on one side of it, you get a ridge of high pressure in the middle of it, and then you get another dip on the eastern side of that ridge, and you get another area of low pressure there. So what's interesting about that is we are sitting in the sweet spot of this omega block, because what it means is quiet weather. It allows some, you know, penetration of Canadian air to move in at times, which is kind of what happened today. We brought in a high pressure out of Canada that turned the winds northeast, and that brought in these, you know, much cooler temperatures compared to what we saw the last few days. But, it also blocks the precipitation, and these omega blocks are notorious for stalling weather patterns, John. So not much moves, when this pattern settles in until it's able to clear out. So, the bottom line is that we are going to continue to have this relatively high and dry pattern and quiet weather for what looks like at least the next week.
Well, we've had, an exceptionally wet, spring.
Right.
Are we, and you just mentioned the word dry.
So yeah. Isn't that interesting?
It is. Are we headed for a dry spell?
Well, we're in the midst of a dry spell right now, John. And you know, what's interesting is, you know, we talked about this when we closed the month of April. April was unusual in the sense that it was one of the top 10 warmest, but also top 10 wettest. I believe it was the 7th warmest and 7th wettest, ironically. And yet here we are. We're going to close the books on May at midnight Sunday night. And would you believe it, John? This is going to go down as the 10th driest May on record. We've had only 1.17 inches so far. And up to this point in the month, that's about 35% of what's typical. So interestingly, the folks at USDA that update the drought monitor index each week, and we were firmly out of drought, you know, considering how wet we were this spring. Well, guess what? The new outlook has come out today, and the area of what they dub as abnormally dry, which is kind of stage one of drought conditions. You know, you start in the abnormally dry category and then segue from there into what's considered the next category up would be moderate drought. And then from there you go up to severe and extreme drought. But at any rate, that has increased, John, from the area in across the state of Illinois has increased from 24% last week to 36% this week. And the entire Chicago metro area is in that. And guess what? The fact that we have not a drop of rain in the forecast for the next week, that's going to get worse. And this is a time of the year where, you know, we start to see these higher evaporation rates, you know, meaning that the sun intensity is strong. It dries out the ground. And, you know, to keep up with the strong evaporation rates, you really need between an inch and a half of moisture a week to offset that. And the fact that we've had very little and we're going to get very little in the next week, I fear that when you and I convene next week, we're going to find that, you know, the conditions will certainly worsen compared to what they're at right now with no rain in the forecast.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's interesting.
it certainly is. So yeah. Speaking of, looking ahead, you know, we've got a new month coming, and is there a typical June, so to speak?
Yeah, well, you know, John, you know how we like to talk about this from a weather standpoint for record keeping and so forth, that we begin the new season of meteorological summer on Monday. So how about that? And that consists of the period of June, July, and August. And June is typically our third warmest month of the year on average when you take the average high, the average low. We start the month with an average high of about 76 degrees, and by the end of the month, the normal high is in the mid-80s. We typically average about 4 to 5 days of 90-degree temperatures, and what's interesting, John, so far is that we normally see our first 90 by the end of May, and this year will not be the case. We've not had an official 90-degree temperature yet. The warmest so far at O'Hare has been 87 degrees. Some of our suburbs have hit 90 degrees, far west and southwest suburbs have done so, but officially at the airports for Midway and O'Hare, not yet. And we typically see about 17 to 21 90-degree days for an entire year. So we'll be interesting to see what happens there. And the outlook as we head into the 8 to 14-day outlook, John, and that kind of takes us into between the first and second week of the month. There's a tendency towards above normal temperatures. So it'll be interesting to see if during that period, if we start to see our first, signs of some hot weather around here, but, certainly not going to happen in the near term, at least for the next several days. That's not in the cards, but, and I would think that once we break down this pattern, this omega blocking pattern, which probably will take place towards the second week of June, that will certainly open the door for some Gulf moisture to move in. And when we do that, John, that will certainly help increase our chances of seeing some showers and thunderstorms, which by that time, we're certainly going to desperately need.
What do we have coming up? In the near future, being like
we've got a gorgeous day coming up tomorrow, John. So, today we had temperatures that were about 11 degrees cooler than yesterday. So instead of the low 80s at both airports today, we managed only a 72. We had a large range across the area, along the North Shore and the North Suburbs, Highland Park, Deerfield only had highs in the low 60s today, which is really chilly. As you mentioned in where you're at, how it felt cold. Well, guess what? It sure did, because those areas are now in the 50s. And we had, low 80s way southwest of here. So if you're out in Ottawa, Morris, Peru, LaSalle County, and so forth, those areas were warmer today. But tomorrow, all a function of wind direction, John. So instead of a northeast wind coming down the length of the lake, tomorrow we're going to have a lighter east wind, which will veer southeast during the day. And that picks up less cool waters from Lake Michigan. So that will encourage our temperatures to warm. So we're looking at temperatures to be in the low to mid 80s tomorrow away from the lake. If you're near Lake Michigan, we're probably talking about 70, 71, but that's a 10 degree improvement over today. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds, and then tomorrow night we'll turn partly cloudy and drop down to the upper 50s, low 60s. We start the weekend again with another one of these Canadian highs, very similar to what happened today. So we'll have partly cloudy skies on Saturday. This will encourage the waves to churn again on Lake Michigan, much as what happened today. So we'll only see highs in the low to mid 70s on Saturday inland. Near the lake, it's going to be a cool day. So we're talking about low to mid 60s. And that's kind of the trend of the forecast as we move through the next week, John. Warmest temperatures inland, cooler near the lake on a day-to-day basis. But we'll see temperatures stair-step again after a cooler Saturday. We'll be in the mid to upper 70s on Sunday. We'll be back close to 80 on Monday and Tuesday. And then by middle and latter part of next week, I think we're starting to see some signs of warmer weather. By when we talk next Thursday, I think that much of the area is going to be in the mid-80s. So it's going to start feeling a little bit more like summer around here and, area wide, which will be great because, we've been dealing with this large temperature spread across the area due to the, cooling effects of Lake Michigan. Until we warm that water temperature up, John, we're still seeing these impacts for the areas that are close to the lake, but, that will start to go away as we move later into June and certainly into the, heart of summer.
Well, I'll take it because I've got to.
So, bottom line is keep the hose out and water those flowers and gardens because not going to be any help from Mother Nature for a little while.
Well, Bill, a great job as usual. Thank you so much. I look forward to talking to you next week.
Likewise, my friend. You have a great weekend and hope our listeners do too.
Yes, indeed.